soul.
You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
Hey, so our guest this week is Chris Shoemaker. He is the founder and president of the International Family Film Festival, which has been running for 20 years. And also Fresh Eye Media. And this week he's going to tell us a little bit more about Fresh Eye Media and how he's getting into the corporate game and helping people out as far as building some team building.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that a little bit because we are taking some classes here coming up. And it brings me around to Chris is offering some classes on something very, very unique. And for myself personally, I don't have an immediate need for what Chris is doing. But saying that, I would love to take his class and understand it to know how I can work with that in the future. So I want to encourage people that are listening to Chris's interview today that even if you don't think it's something you need right this very moment for your company or for whatever it is that you're putting on, consider it in a different light. Consider if you were to take this class or bring this entity into your corporation or into your wheelhouse, how could it benefit you for the future?
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what we did these past week. We just recently went to David Fagan's launch of his TV show, and I think it's called The Hollywood Entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's correct.
David Fagan. And if those of you who don't know David, David's going to be one of our guests coming up. He is an author. He's an entrepreneur. He is a motivational speaker.
He's been basically helping companies in Beverly Hills grow their business. And, you know, a lot of companies come to California and come to Beverly Hills specifically because it's this known area. But when you come and you're just starting out your business, you need helpful hands for people, you know, that are in the community. And David definitely reaches out his hand and helps people to grow. And that's the basis for this new TV show that he's starting. So we went to cheer him on with his red carpet event and celebrate his new beginning. And we'll have him on the show and lead you guys to the channel where you can watch what it is that he's doing. It's a fun, playful show. It's very much along the lines of a TMZ for business. So, and that's all the hint I'm going to give you for that.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that so that way you have to tune into the show.
But it's a lot of fun for us because we go to places in these events where there are nothing but like-minded people doing really positive business and really positive things in the community. And it always gives Tony and I a nice big jolt of energy to hang around with these types of people that are movers and shakers, that are doing things that are in alignment with our thoughts and beliefs and philosophies on how to live. Recommend that really highly. If you're looking for a new circle, look for your own kind of fish.
Actually, you know, I'm gonna comment on that comment because when we were at the Les Brown Motivational Get Motivated seminar,
right?
One of the speakers actually said, he goes, "You will emulate in the five people that you are closest to." So the five people that you hang out with the most, you're going to start to think like them, act like them, eat like them,
be
take
like
on
them.
Their habits, and be like them. So you
who
know,
are you hanging out with? Look think, around.
Think about that for a second. Let that sink in. So I know everyone that's listening to this right now is thinking, who do I hang out with?
That I don't want to be like.
Are they annoying? Are they fun? Are they getting things done?
Are they
just sitting around?
I was going to say, are they prosperous or are they sucking the life out of you? What exactly are they doing? And should it maybe be time for you to move on?
Well, in some cases, I think it's time to move on. Other cases, it might not be. You be the judge. Another thing that we've done this past week is NAMM was in town in Anaheim, and NAMM is a convention of all new musical products that happens once a year in Anaheim, California. And I was really excited to go this year because this is the first year that I have a nonprofit, and I wasn't sure who was going to be receptive to working with me as far as the nonprofit was concerned. And to my surprise, everyone that I approached said, absolutely, we work with nonprofits all the time. So I definitely want to give a shout out to Taylor Guitars, Sennheiser Mics, to
all your
to
sponsors.
Onstage, yes, to Onstage Stands, and a bunch of other guys that are about to jump on board to help me out with Spirit of Music Foundation. So I really want to thank those guys.
And if they want more information on Spirit of Music, where should they go?
I should go to spiritofmusicfoundation.org. Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
Worry does not empty tomorrow of its troubles. It empties today of its strength. I'll say that again. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its troubles. It empties today of its strength.
You know, I've heard of that, something similar to that before, where worry is something that you're thinking of the worst case scenario coming forth. So it's not necessarily true or false. It's just that your mind goes to, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? And it starts to ponder that thought.
Will it happen?
Well, you don't know if it's going to happen, but you start going into that panic mode, and all you're doing is building that up. And if you believe you get what you focus on, then that can obviously be a big problem.
Yeah.
So I can see how that can drain you.
Why use your energy to focus on the problem? How about using your energy to focus on the solution?
Well, most of us just don't do that. We go into the fight or flight.
Give it a try. We're going to say turn over a new leaf and see if you can put your energy not into the worry of a situation, but into the promise of the situation.
I think of the best case scenario, hence the song that I wrote, which is really interesting because a lot of times I need to play it for myself, people. So even though I put it out there, a lot of times you can't always practice what you preach, but I totally understand that positive quote.
Looking at the cup half full. USALuxuryDirect.com. Luxury goods to your doorstep. Get name brands like Waterford Crystal, Kate Spade, Swarovski Crystal. A variety of luxury items straight to your doorstep. USALuxuryDirect.com. So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to
for music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com. So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Well, this first story comes out of the National Institute of Health Hospital in Maryland. And this is a story about a nurse who has really gone out of her way to brighten the day of one small child. There's a young girl named Lucy who is 7 years old. She's been in the hospital for 8 weeks and she is waiting to complete her bone marrow transplant as she's a bit ill. So there came a horrendous snowstorm apparently in their area last week. And this 7 year old was dying to get out in the snow and play. So, what did the nurse do, knowing that the girl was not going to be able to go outside her room? The nurse went and filled up pans, bed pans, full of snow, brought them up to the little girl's room, gave her some gloves, set her up, and literally she set up on her eating table, and they made snowmen for the day. So, this little girl got the opportunity to make snowmen, play in the snow. And she used popsicle sticks to make angels and all that type of thing. But the really beautiful thing about this is that the mother says This small, tiny little gesture lifted the spirits of this young lady to the nth degree, and that who would ever think that doing something so little for someone could do something so large for them in the long run.
Right, because it was a simple gesture, and something like that could have easily just been pushed aside and said, sorry, well, you can't go out, and that's that, and just leave it at that. But the fact of her going a step further and going, let her just build the thing in the house,
in the room,
hospital room. It's going to melt, and she has some fun for an hour.
And it's really interesting to look at the photo online, because the photo is literally, they're making snowmen on one of those little, you would put it on the floor for your dog or cat to go to the bathroom on. It's like a little mat.
Okay.
Like if someone urinates, I'm sure they probably use these in the children's bed.
Okay.
So they're making snowmen on this pad out of the, the barf bucket. So
perfect.
But how cool and creative. And so bless that dear woman who took it upon herself to make the day of the 7-year-old. Love those kind of stories. We love when corporations jump in and lend a hand. It really shows you the integrity of the people who are running those corporations when they do these types of things. So we're going to focus today on Anheuser-Busch. Most people in America know them as the Budweiser company, but they have donated over 200,000 cans of water lately to a few different areas that are having some significant water issues, one of them being Flint, Michigan. Earlier this month, they donated cans in Missouri and Oklahoma from flooding and from tornadoes and that. But the point is, it's really cool when these companies jump in and do something when they can. Anheuser-Busch, since 1988, has donated 74 million cans of emergency drinking water.
Wow.
74 million cans.
I didn't even know it. And then you see the photo and they actually have a 6-pack of drinking water. It just looks like a 6-pack of Bud, but instead it says water on there, and it still has her Anheuser-Busch little logo. Pretty cool.
For me, I was involved in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, and we had drank all kinds of their water because they had sent all kinds of water to Katrina for that big disaster, and we were handing it out and all that stuff. But congratulations to them for being a really awesome company that obviously cares about the people in America, because they continue to spend their money on donating to, things that are happening in our local area.
Yeah.
This next story is about a great group of college kids. In the college at Arizona State University, there's a young lady that works there, and she's 59-year-old Vicky Davis. Vicky had an amazing surprise recently when 100 students rushed her cash register in the lunchroom with a check for over $2,500 so that she could have the ability to go see the Northern Lights in Canada. Apparently, she had been talking about what her dream vacation would be and her dream trip. And she was talking about this to one of the kids named Quentin Woods. Quentin took it upon himself to start a GoFundMe campaign at the college amongst the students. And within 48 hours, 150 people raised $2,500 for her trip to go see the Northern Lights.
How cool is that?
That's very cool. Kids are great. Kids are really great. And people don't give them enough credit.
Well, when they do stuff like that, it's awesome because you don't normally hear about that.
Yep. Yep. So congratulations. Growing up these days is really tough. And when you are being raised by parents that are teaching you value and some really, strong and important messages that you can grow to a great life through, you do things like this.
Well, see, what's so amazing is within 48 hours, they were able to do it. Within two days.
Just amongst his college friends.
Yeah, just within 2 days. It's like, hey, man, if you gave $5 and you gave $5 and you gave $5, and it's like, you all know this lady, and boom.
Yep.
Next thing you know, she's getting to live a lifelong dream.
And they bought her a camera, too. Very nice. So she began to cry, cried her eyes out, and said she never, ever, ever thought in a million years that students would be so caring for her. Very good. So coming up next, we have the positive stylings of St. Tone with the song Turn Yourself Around. Tony, tell us a little bit about that song, the meaning of it, and why it was written.
This is a song that I wrote because a lot of times we try to change other people or give them advice, and they're not ready to hear that advice, and we exhaust a lot of energy trying to convince them of something, And what I always say is lead by example. And if you were to take that energy that you're exhausting to try to change someone else and just use it upon yourself and change your own focus and on what you're doing, it'll make a huge difference in the people around you because you're going to lead by example.
Yeah, so people see you doing something and what's changing for you as a result of the changes you made, and then they'll start making those similar or changes themselves.
Exactly. So this is Saint Tone, Turn Yourself Around.
Turn yourself around. Don't sit and wait. Everybody needs a little faith to find the sunshine when it rains. But you don't hear sound as you look away. Baby, don't you know me? I'm the one who always told you to try. Turn yourself around. Turn yourself around. Not here to fight. Through who's wrong or right when all I really want for you to leave the skies hit the ground. Let you scarred, searching for some strength through all the fears, wanting answers to a bill. Tell me, are you waiting? Change the bottom.
Around. By the way, anything is better than complaints. It seems to swallow up your time, but you don't hear sound. You don't hear sound. No. Tell me, are you waiting for change to follow you home? Tell me, so I'll just.
Once again, that was Turn Yourself Around by Saint Tone. If you want to hear a similar song to that that have a positive message, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
And we are back, and we are so delighted to have with us today Mr. Chris Shoemaker. And Chris is the founder of a couple of fantastic companies. One is the International Family Film Festival, which you hear us talk about quite a bit. And the other is Fresh Eye Films, which we would like to introduce to you all. So hi, Chris. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
We are absolutely delighted to be able to show you off because you have been a jewel to us for a number of years, and we have talked about you over the years quite a bit in the opportunities that we've been able to experience with you through the International Family Film Festival.
Oh, it's been great. I've really appreciated the association with you guys and love and support everything you're doing on humanitarian radio. It's a great cause.
Thank you so much, Chris. So, you know, a lot of people that have listened to our show in the past know that you're one of the reasons that we came out here to California, just performing at your annual event for the International Family Film Festival. But you also have another company called Fresh Eye Films, and I want to put more of the focus today on that. So can you tell us a little bit about it and how it got started? Because I think it's really amazing what you're doing with with kids and with even adults. So give us a little insight on that.
You bet. And I appreciate you mentioning both of the organizations because they're intertwined and joined at the hip, as it was. We started the International Family Film Festival as a nonprofit organization, was and still is that, back in 1994. And because it was family-focused, filmmakers and audience would come in from out of the country, certainly from many states across the United States and here in the greater Los Angeles area, and they would bring their children. And, you know, we were organizers of the event, and we wanted to make sure that we engaged the entire family. So we started doing filmmaking and filmmaking-related workshops like voiceover or stunts or claymation animation or some kind of other activity related to the filmmaking process. And that really took off. It became a very fun and integral part of the film festival from year to year. And as we got going on that, about 10 years ago, the executive director of LAUSD's Beyond the Bell, that's Los Angeles Unified School District's after school division's director, approached us and said, "We really enjoy, we've seen and enjoy what you do with the International Family Film Festival with you. Could you do an after school filmmaking program for our young people in the Unified School District here in Los Angeles?" And, you know, we thought about it for about a New York moment and said, sure. I mean, what a fantastic open door to, you know, reach out and engage, you know, that many more thousands of young people.
Yeah.
When we say young people, it's K through 12, but primarily we were servicing the elementary up through the middle school age school children. And so that's how Fresh Eye, we incorporated as Fresh Eye Films, but the working title now is Fresh Eye Media, because we expanded it from film into many other mediums. But that's kind of a quick way. I hope that all made sense.
Yeah,
but a quick
absolutely.
Way to kind of bring you up to speed. Yeah,
you know, I think it's such an amazing thing to be able to offer programs of this nature to not only inner city kids, but, you know, just kids in general, because as we all know, those are the first things to get cut out of the school system is the arts. And this is such a full, robust art in itself, the art of filmmaking, because you have so many different aspects of it. You have the script writing, and you have the animation if it's necessary, and the, you know, every single aspect and part of it, which you really allow anybody to learn if that's what they're into.
Well, that's right, Janie, and you're key to mention that arts have just absolutely been severed and cut out of the heart of a lot of the educational process, not only here in Los Angeles, but really nationwide.
Yeah.
And we saw a devastating blow to that when we all went through the Great Recession, they're calling it, of 2008. And, you know, we were in full swing by then as Fresh Eye Media. And when the recession happened, the school districts were just severely crippled budget-wise for what monies they had to operate on. And, of course, the arts are often viewed as extracurricular,
extra.
If you
yeah.
will.
Unnecessary.
Extra. And they just got cut out.
Yeah, and, you know, that makes such it's such a big difference in a child's life whether they grow up with the arts or they don't. You know, it's such a huge portion of their creativity growing into adulthood, whether or not they've been exposed to that. So finding a way to be able to get that into this, what you're bringing into the school systems is just an amazing, you know, it's an amazing step.
Well, I think we all can relate to being instrumental in a young person's life, whether we've all had our own children or we've been an aunt and uncle.
Right.
Or, you know, we've got cousins or younger surrogate children, or just we babysat
sure.
or whatever. We've mentored or interacted with young people, and you just know intuitively, and you see that when you add a little music or a little art or a little color or a little extracurricular into a young person's life, you just see how important that is to their overall development. And what's really been amazing, there's been some really scholarly studies and reports done on how important the arts are now. If any of your listeners go to National Endowment of the Arts, the NEA, which is our federal program, federal government program for administrating arts in education, you'll read some of these studies. And, you know, there's really empirical proof now that the arts just build a stronger, more holistic brain in a human being. And to cut them out of, you know, our diet is almost like cutting out fruit or vegetables right. from a well-rounded diet. And it's not a good prescription for a better young person.
Absolutely.
So we're excited. The arts seem to be, right now, they're trending back into the educational scene. And that's where we feel with Fresh Eye Media, we can really meet these young people with projects and curriculum that they find fun and exciting to do.
Yeah, and I want to say, Chris, too, that you haven't left out those who are homeschoolers, and there's a pretty large homeschooling system in the United States, but you're giving them access through an online program.
There's about estimated now homeschoolers. It's one of the fastest growing segments of the K-12 population in the U.S. Estimates that we read and believe from the sources are just about 2 million
wow.
Youth K-12 are being homeschooled, and that's up considerably. I think over the last 5 years, they've seen an increase of maybe 20% to 25%, and it just keeps trending up. There's so many new options with charter schools and private schools springing up, and now the homeschooling is a very viable option. And part of what's fueling that trend is online academies and what they're calling now flipped learning or blended learning, where you're combining a teacher-led education in the classroom with an online application of learning. Online academy or an online school, and that's what we've done as well. The Fresh Eye Media, we do after-school programs, and we provide teachers and equipment, and then we also, 2 years ago, took that 10-year experience in the field with children, and we turned it into an online academy as well that we call Fresh Eye Learning Online, and you know, we've taken our digital media courses and created self-paced, self-time, all in your own natural learning process. You can go online and learn things like digital filmmaking, animation, video game design, comic book design, script writing, all of these different mediums that really at the foundation of all of them, it's really about helping kids to communicate, to tell their story, their life, and what impressed them.
And there's some
through
real team, there's some real team building involved. And I know that you know, obviously team building is very important to getting along with others and creating projects and being able to bring something from, you know, scratch into fruition also translates into the adult world. And I know that you're working this whole Fresh Eye style into corporate as well, and helping corporations put together their teams and their projects and helping them to build their thoughts and their designs in the same way that you're instilling the whole notions into the children.
Exactly. If a listener goes to fresheyelearningonline.com, they can get a free 1 week trial of it.
Wow.
And what's interesting, they'll see on the website that we market specifically to 8 to 14 years of age as sort of what we'll call the predominant or the sweet spot
sure.
of the demographic or audience that we market it to. But what's amazing is if you don't know how to make a digital film, it doesn't matter if you fall between the age bracket of 8 to 14. That's just a target.
Uh-huh.
You can be 25, 45, 75 years old. If you yourself never done a digital project in filmmaking or comic book or video game design or any of these mediums, you just don't know. And you're just as novice as an 8-year-old is. So
sure.
A lot of our users, actually, the feedback that we get and people that network with us and give us testimony or follow-up of the website say, geez, I was 55 years old and I'd never done this, and it was perfect for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that to be true in the corporate setting as well. You can be highly educated. You've got very specific and particular skills as a corporate worker, but if you've never done any of these digital projects and done it as a team, it's equally as fresh and exciting and vital to you in the corporate setting as it may be to a middle schooler in a public or private or homeschool environment as well.
Sure.
It translates the same.
And I could see such benefit on the corporate level, because not only could it be a fantastic brainstorming tool if you're just trying to put ideas together for a project that you may want to move your business into a different direction. I mean, it can be used in so many different ways where, okay, we're not sure what we want to do. Let's get our team together and let's brainstorm and see what we can come up with for ads and notions and thoughts. Or we already have this great idea in a direction we want to move our company into. So now let's see what you guys can all come up with, you know, in this realm. Really, really useful on both sides of that track.
That's it. And let's take the filmmaking one, for example. We've worked with corporations where we'll work with a group of 25 to maybe 35 corporate professionals, and our team will come in, we'll break that group, let's say 35, and break that group down into film crews of 6 to 7 people, and we provide the staff and the equipment, and that corporation may come in with some kind of marketing messaging they want to focus on. For example, let's say that they have a blue widget, and they're going to say, they're going to task their people with, how does this blue widget build a better house?
Yeah,
and they'll all take that basic theme with the blue widget,
mm-hmm.
and they'll start making a short digital film. And now these films aren't that long. They can be a 30-second teaser or sort of conceived as a television commercial,
mm-hmm.
or a radio PSA, or they may go up to 2 to 3 minutes, depending on how much time we have with that corporate group. But each of those teams, let's say that 5 times 7 is there's going to be 5 film crews out of a group of 35 people, they will come up with something totally unique, totally specific and creative just to that group.
Yeah.
And what's marvelous is there are all mini projects. The engagement with that corporation culminates in a finished digital film project that then we culminate the event with each of them watching each other's work. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's like a mini film premiere, and everyone gets to watch and do a Q&A and feedback on each other's work. And it can be really fun and illuminating.
And that's such camaraderie building, you know, not only the individual little teams of 5 or however many you have for the little teams, but then the teams competing almost against each other for the boss's best approval, I guess you could say. But it comes, you know, it comes out as a nice, friendly competition, a lot of fun. And I think everybody gains respect after seeing what each team has created.
Well, that's just it. And there's so many things happening in corporate America, really, you know, corporate world right now, where, you know, we've got a lot younger workforce. We'll say we call them the millennials now, that late 20s, early 30s worker being teamed up with a senior VP or an upper management person in a department that may be in their late 50s, early 60s. And there seems to be this sort of communication gap or barrier between them. Well, what's great is when you get these people working in a creative atmosphere, a lot of those barriers break down. And what we often do in these corporate engagements or team building scenarios, we'll switch roles and the junior becomes a senior and vice versa. And you've got the boss reporting to the new hire. The new hire may be assigned to be the director of the film group. And it is just really cool and really awesome to see role reversal and to sort of get people out of their immediate comfort zone. And, you know, we all know as creatives, when you're a little out, you're a little on that fringe of your comfort zone, sometimes that's where the gold is.
Yeah, well, I was really going to say where you do your best work. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very good. So, Chris, what do you have coming down the line? And a couple of things. How can our viewers follow you and both of the entities that you have going on? I do want to say congratulations. You just celebrated your 20th year for International Family Film Festival. And that in itself is a tremendous accomplishment. So well, tell us what you've got coming up in each of those realms.
You bet. What we're working on right now with a fresh eye, learningonline.com, we've got three new curriculums coming out. We should have the newest one out and online in about a week from now. We're speaking and sharing with your listeners, towards the end of January, of 2016 here. We'll be, adding 3D animation, which will be using an open source free software called Blender, which is just an awesome, very deep animation software that's available. And then we're going to be doing a web development curriculum online. If you've ever wanted to develop your own website, it'll take you through step-by-step from scratch how to do that. And then the third one will be a couple of months away. We're doing a digital music course, which we're truly excited about. You know, you'll be able to score or sweeten any of your short digital films or animations or anything that you're learning off of fresheyelearningonline.com. You'll be able to learn that.
That sounds really exciting. I mean, that sounds like you've gotten every base covered. So
they're dialed in.
You're dialed in for what I think people can really use. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're all fun, and they're all very popular. These are the type of courses that people can complete real projects, and then they can upload them on YouTube. And everyone's sharing a lot of this on social media through YouTube or Instagram or their own blog or their own websites type thing. So
sure.
It's relevant, and it is a lot of fun to make fun creative things.
So if someone wants to do the online, that's pretty simplistic. They jump online and they sign up and all that fun stuff. But what if they want to reach out to you personally and discuss the possibilities of their own project and how to make this work for their corporation or their school district? What's the best way to catch you?
The best way to reach me would be to go to, if you Google, or you've got another browser, Bing or Yahoo or whatever your browser is, just write in Fresh Eye Media, and FRESH, the letter I, Media, and you can find us and reach out to me through the emails there, through the fresheyemedia.com website, or I'm easily reached through the International Family Film Festival website. And that, if you Google in IFFF, three Fs, it'll come up prominently on what Google's able to find there. And then you can reach out to us directly that way.
Excellent. And I also want to say, you're always looking for sponsors for the events for the International Family Film Festival, as well as for Fresh Eye Film and Media. So definitely, people, if you are in a position to be able to sponsor and support the projects that Chris is doing, we would absolutely appreciate you getting behind both of these wonderful entities. And Chris, we so thank you for joining us on the show today. We absolutely look forward to keeping our eye on what you got going on this year.
Well, thanks, Janie. Thanks, Tony. It's been a real pleasure, and best with everything you guys are doing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, darling. Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. In February, we have a yoga and snowshoe retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. Healing the Heart, February 5th to the 7th in Carlsbad, California. February 15th to the 20th is the Wellness and Spiritual Retreat in India. If you're looking for something to do and you want to plan ahead to a vacation, we have events all the way through May of 2016 on our events calendar. So feel free to join us. And if you know of something we should be posting, please let us know on humanitarianradio.com.
So this next song I'm about to perform for you guys, is a song called Burning Sun that I wrote. And it's a song about unity. And I happen to play this song at a lot of different events because the sun is something that we share in common, and I use that as a symbol of unity. And if we can put our focus on what we have in common as opposed to what we don't have in common, I think the world would be a better place. This is Burning Sun by Saint Tone.
Someone to love, a burning song. Someone must wake up. Are we all that different? Since the beginning it's risen, and that should be our mission.
Once again, that was Burning Sun by Saint Tone. Go to www.sainttone.com to check out more positive music.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.